Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Coping with inflation.
Oh my God, it's too expensive. Too much money.
Senate vote on abortion.
The vote will shine like a floodlight on every member of this chamber.
Democrats against Republicans.
A radical abortion bill.
Bipartisan Ukraine support.
Talk is cheap. This victory for democracy is not.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just like that, overnight, gas prices went up again. AAA now says the national average for a gallon of regular is a record $4.40.
Gas is making budgeting all that money toward fun things and rent and stuff like that a lot harder.
Gas is part of the inflation story that's a bad read for all of us in one way or another. President Biden says inflation is his top domestic priority. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says experts believe there could be some encouraging news in today's report on consumer prices.
It's likely to show that the pace of inflation may have cooled a little bit, but that is not enough to really satisfy consumers. It will still mean that prices are so much higher than they were a year ago, and the inflation rate is outpacing annual wage gain.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on the economic conditions down on the farm.
Farmers are bearing the brunt, facing higher prices for fertilizer, seeds, and diesel fuel.
550 plus so just to fill up one time in my tractor.
John Boyd is a fourth-generation soybean and cattle farmer in Virginia. He says his upfront costs have roughly doubled in 1 year.
We weren't able to pay for seeds. So the struggle is real, and the struggle is going to be real for the American people in the coming months as it relates to food.
Krista Swanson, who grows corn and soybeans in Illinois, worries what will happen to those who can't cover the new costs.
Farming is a passion and it's a way of life, but it also is a livelihood.
In the Senate today, there will be some action after days of uproar over the leaked draft Supreme Court opinion on abortion.
Democrats don't have the votes to pass the bill, which would codify Roe versus Wade into federal law, but Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, says he wants senators on the record.
There'll be no more hiding. There'll be no more distracting, no more obfuscating.
Texas Republican John Cornyn says the bill doesn't provide enough protection to medical providers who object to abortions.
Any health care provider who had a deeply held religious or moral objection to abortion would be required by federal law to provide them anyway.
Scott McFarland, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In a lopsided vote, the House approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It's about democracy versus a dictatorship. Democracy must prevail.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is following the fight for eastern Ukraine.
When Nadia and her husband found out where the airstrike came down in the eastern town of Bakhmut, they rushed to this neighborhood as fast as they could and soon discovered the bodies of their relatives. They were kind, very good people, she said. Ukrainian soldiers who drove out Russians found rows of shot up cars, scattered clothes, a baby seat, a stroller, apparent evidence of civilians killed even as they tried to flee. And yet the Russian offensive in Donbass has been relentless, where we found heavily fortified cities protected by well-armed troops ringing the outskirts. Charlie Daggett in Slovyansk, eastern Ukraine.
A mixed outcome for Donald Trump in primary voting in two states.
Donald Trump loves West Virginia, and West Virginia loves Donald Trump.
Trump-backed Alex Mooney won the GOP House primary in West Virginia, but Trump candidate Charles Herbster lost the Republican primary for governor in Nebraska. He has been accused of sexual misconduct.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Authorities are revealing more about the Alabama prison escapee and jailer who helped him. Their more than a week on the run ended after a chase in Indiana. Sheriff Dave Wedding says the duo had several weapons and $29,000 in cash.
The fugitive was going to engage in a shootout with law enforcement. There were at least four handguns, semi-automatics, 9mm.
Suspect Casey White will face new charges. The woman who helped him apparently shot herself and later died. The CDC says gun deaths in the U.S. surged 35% in 2020. The largest increase was seen among black men. The report says some of it may be stressful side effects from the pandemic and poverty. The blame game is on in the Middle East after an Al Jazeera journalist was shot and killed while covering a raid in the West Bank.
The Palestinian Health Ministry said 51-year-old Shireen Abu Akla was hit in the head by live Israeli fire. A second reporter sustained a gunshot wound to the back. Both were apparently wearing flak jackets marked with the word press. An Israeli army spokesman said Palestinian gunmen opened fire first, and a preliminary investigation shows Abu Akla may have been killed by that Palestinian gunfire. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has declared victory in the presidential election in the Philippines. The son of the dictator who ruled by martial law, Marcos says, quote, "Judge me not by my ancestors, but by my actions." Here at home in Palm Beach, Florida, a passenger with no flying experience safely landed a private plane when the pilot became incapacitated. An air traffic controller gave the instructions. Apple says it's stopping production on the last iPod it was still making 21 years after they burst onto the scene to change the way we got and listened to music. CNET's Ian Schur.
Its impact on the tech industry is unmistakable, and it got people thinking about mobile devices in a way they never had before.
Vinyl was still king when Bob Lanier played in the NBA.
That's Bob Lanier jumping into the lap of Gilmore.
Lanier, one of basketball's great big men, has died at 73. He averaged 20 points and 10 rebounds a game for the Pistons and Bucks in a 14-year career. Well, Reed Detmers is just getting started in Major League Baseball, and last night was one to remember for the Los Angeles Angels rookie left-hander.
Ground ball, Velasquez throws across, he does! Reed Detmers throws a no-hitter!
A no-hitter on Bally Sports, first one by an individual pitcher this season in a 12-0 Angels win over Tampa Bay. Detmers is just 22 years old, and that was just his 11th big league start.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A decision in the sexual assault trial of celebrity chef Mario Batali.
The trial didn't even last for two full days.
I'm going to find the defendant not guilty to the charge of indecent assault and battery.
Several women had accused Batali of sexual misconduct. The case at the center of this trial was that of a woman who says he aggressively groped and kissed her at a bar in 2017.
I've never been touched before like that.
Batali's attorney maintained that pictures and video didn't back up the woman's claim of assault and battery. While The celebrity chef has been cleared of criminal charges. The accuser has sued him, and that case is still pending. Peter King, CBS News.
History for the Federal Reserve. On a party-line vote, the Senate confirmed Michigan State economist Lisa Cook to serve on the Fed's Board of Governors. She becomes the first black woman in the institution's 108-year history. Republicans called her unqualified and soft on inflation. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.